Where the heck have you been? It's probably the big question that popped into your head the minute you saw this long-lost podcast pop up on your feed. So in today's big surprise episode, I thought I'd start by sharing a little bit about my journey these past couple of years, what's next, and why I've decided to bring back the Do It Scared podcast after all this time. So buckle up, friends. It's good to be home. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Do It Scared podcast. I know it has been almost 2 years since I've released a new episode. And if there is anyone out there still listening, you may be just a little bit curious about where I've been. Or maybe you couldn't care less, and that's okay too, but I'm going to tell you anyways. So when we last left off, I shared that I was planning to take a step back behind the scenes and to focus my time and energy on coaching bloggers and online business owners in Elite Blog Academy and in my Activate coaching program. And for the most part, at least from a work perspective, that is exactly what I've been doing. And to be honest, it has been amazing. I have truly loved it. I have seen so many of my students grow and thrive and flourish in their businesses like never before. We have an amazing model within Elite Blog Academy and especially in the Activate coaching program. It's called the Customer Superhero Path, and it is something that just works. And I just love coaching and mentoring fellow business owners so much and teaching this model, and it's been so fun. But these last couple of years have not just been transformative for me from a business perspective. And that's actually something that I want to share a little bit more about today, maybe with even more openness and transparency than I've ever actually shared before. So bear with me a little bit. I'm going to try to get through it. But that's kind of what this podcast is all about, right? Doing it scared. It's taking those steps, even if we're not totally sure how it's going to come out or whether we're doing it the right way. So I guess here goes nothing. So let me back up a little bit. Earlier this year, I enrolled in a life coaching program that was specifically focused on reinventing one area of your life. And for lots of reasons that I'll talk about in a minute, it felt like exactly what I needed right now. It felt like this feels right. I haven't done coaching in a while. This feels like something that's going to be really helpful for me right now. So I signed up, and the program is actually still going on. It's by somebody who's very well known, and a lot of people I've heard from are doing the same program. And but one of the early assignments that we had, I think it was assignment number 2, it was to reach out to people who know us well and to ask for some feedback about ourselves. So specifically, we had to contact the people closest to us to answer 3 questions about ourselves. So question number 1 was, how would you describe me in 1 sentence? Number 2 was, where do you see me holding myself back? And number 3 was, what is my best quality? And you know, those are questions where people actually give you a lot of nice feedback. They say a lot of really nice things. And so there was a purpose for all of that, getting this good feedback. But it was really that second question, that one about holding myself back, that actually really intrigued me. I was very curious about what people would tell me, what my friends and family and the people closest to me would tell me about how I was holding myself back. And I'm not going to lie, the honest feedback that I got hit me right in the gut. In fact, 2 of my closest entrepreneur friends actually told me almost the exact same thing. They said, you are hiding. You're hiding. Oof. And as much as I didn't want to admit it, I knew that they were right. Because I have been hiding. I've been hiding out from pretty much the whole world for almost 3 years. I have been hiding out behind my safe wall of my paid coaching program and behind the safe wall of my very capable team. If you've been around for a while, you probably noticed that I stopped writing my personal newsletter. And as you probably know, I quit recording this podcast. I also avoided posting to social media, hardly posted anything at all to social media, stopped sharing really much of anything at all. I stopped traveling. I stopped networking with other business owners and making all those connections and things that you're supposed to do as an entrepreneur. I quit public speaking and I got rid of my publicist and completely avoided any and all publicity. If I got contacted by media, I just said, not interested. I just hid. I was hiding. And while it was easy to blame some of it, at least a little bit of it, on the pandemic, because for a while we were sort of all hiding away in our houses, the truth for me actually goes quite a bit deeper than that. Because the real story is that in 2019, this was before the pandemic even happened, but for me, just after my book, Do It Scared, came out, I had what I guess you could really refer to as like a midlife business crisis. It wasn't a complete nervous breakdown, but it was close. I was just burned out. Maybe that's what it was. I was just burned out. And Do It Scared is a book that I am so proud of. And I know it is a book that has already impacted so many people and will continue to impact lives. But all of the research and writing of that book took a lot out of me. And not just that, all of the promotion of that book, all of the media and the travel and the interviews, especially because I was still doing so many other things. I was still running Elite Blog Academy and Living Well, Spending Less and the Living Well Planner and doing all of the other pieces of my business. And so after so many years of hustling like crazy, like truly hustle, 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 I was totally burned out and I was completely exhausted. I was working 80 hours a week. I was running myself ragged, trying to keep up with this monster of a business that I had built. And if I'm being totally honest with you right now, which I guess there's no reason not to be, I very nearly imploded. I'm not proud to admit how close I came to blowing up both my family and my business. It was tenuous there for a little while. But luckily, thanks mostly to some great friends, some awesome students, my very patient husband, a very gracious God, and my very kick-ass team, I made the necessary changes. I took a step back. I really started thinking about what I actually wanted and what needed to happen in order to make that happen. And so some of those changes were very painful. Some of those changes were really hard, but ultimately those changes that I started to make gave me the space to make a lot of important changes to both my business and my personal life. I was able to reconnect with my family and restore relationships with my husband, with my kids, in a way that I hadn't even realized needed to happen, but really, really did. We got a dog. We moved to a new neighborhood. We found a new church home. We just kind of reconnected as a family again. And not only that, I started connecting with real life friends again because I wasn't traveling so much. I wasn't just here and there and everywhere all the time. I started to get to know my neighbors and I started to actually remember what it means to have fun. I had completely lost my sense of fun in life. And I really am a fun person. Like if you know me in real life, if you've ever hung out with me, I am a lot of fun. But I think somehow I just forgot. And let me just tell you too, that while socializing a whole lot more and starting to have fun again was awesome for my psyche and for my mental health, it wasn't actually awesome for my waistline. And that brings me to the next phase of my journey, because over the years, especially since I turned 40, keeping my weight under control has definitely been a constant struggle. It's something I have talked about in earlier episodes of this podcast, and something that has really been just kind of a constant battle, as probably most women my age can relate to. And so, you know, it's one of those things. I tried not to make a big deal as my clothes got tighter and I had to keep buying bigger sizes and the number on the scale kept creeping up. And I would tell myself that, you know, you're really tall. I'm sure nobody can notice. And I would look for creative ways to hide my body. I'd wear jackets and Spanx and whatever else I could find, bold colors that I thought were slimming. And, you know, all these things. So I'd go back and forth, and maybe you can relate to this too. I'd go back and forth between like trying to convince myself that it wasn't that bad and trying to hide my body and the way that I looked, but then also feeling like I got to do something about this. I got to get control over this. And so several times a year, I would be like, okay, this is it. I'm going to get better. I'm going to find a new diet. And I was like, I'm the queen of trying every diet out there. And I was always sure that the next one was going to be the thing that worked for me. But it also always felt like no matter how hard I tried, and even how much success I was seeing in other areas of my life, even once I got my business under control and I started to have this great social life again, and my relationship with my husband was better and my kids was better, I couldn't seem to get a handle on my weight. And I was so frustrated. And even though I tried to pretend that those extra pounds didn't bother me, they did. They did. They really, truly did. Like, let's just put it out there. I didn't like being overweight. I didn't like typing in my numbers on that little BMI calculator and finding out that I was not in the healthy range. I was in the overweight category. I was embarrassed by all the size XL tops hanging in my closet. I started to avoid looking in the mirror or having photos taken. Or if I would take a photo, it would be a very strategic selfie from a really good angle that wouldn't show my body. So I would still think that I looked okay. I started even avoiding wanting my husband to see me naked. I dreaded running into people that I hadn't seen in a while and definitely refused to wear a swimsuit in public. And not only that, although I don't think I would have admitted it to anyone, I was also starting to have this fear that maybe I was never going to look good again. And I don't even know if that makes sense, right? I was like, maybe my best days are behind me, which is hard as a woman when you're growing older to think like, I'm not as hot as I used to be. And maybe I'm never going to look good again. Maybe I'm already too old to look my best. Maybe I'll never again feel cute and skinny. And maybe there's just nothing that I can do about it. Maybe I just have to get over it, because it really did feel like I had tried everything, literally everything. I mean, you name it, I've tried it. Green smoothies, juice cleanses, cabbage soup, Weight Watchers, Noom, the F Factor, the South Beach Diet, Bistro MD, Sunbasket, an app. I signed up for this app that pairs you up with a personal coach who's supposed to hold you accountable. You send pictures of everything you eat. Well, I did that for a while, and then I ended up ghosting her. I hired a personal trainer and worked out at the gym 3 days a week. I still actually do that, but let me tell you, that wasn't the thing that helped me lose weight. I started running. I've been a runner now for years, and that didn't seem to help either. I even paid thousands of dollars to go have your fat like frozen off that at a Medi spa where they, you know, I thought maybe I could find a quick fix. I didn't really want to do liposuction. Wasn't quite ready for like actual surgery, but I was like, oh, this cool sculpting thing, that seems good. Let me tell you, didn't work. you can tell they're not a sponsor of this podcast. But so I would try all these things, and every new thing that I would try, I would lose a few pounds. Sometimes I'd even lose more than a few pounds, sometimes 10 pounds, 15 pounds, even up to 25 pounds one time. But then I would get busy, or I'd go on a trip, or I'd have some sort of party or event or gathering to attend, or we'd go out to eat for the umpteenth time that week. And I just couldn't stay on track. And, or even worse than that, I would get so hungry because I was restricting my food so much. I'd get so hungry that I couldn't focus. And then I would just give up because I couldn't really afford, I need my brain. As a business owner, I need my brain on a regular basis. And when I'm thinking about food all the time. I can't think about anything else. And so, like most women I know, it felt like I had too much going on to ever really focus on getting healthy. I don't have time to be hungry all the time. I don't know about you. I just don't have time to be hungry. So I would go back after trying whatever new diet, I'd go back to pretending that it didn't bother me. But then I finally had a big turning point last summer when I saw a picture of myself. It was a picture that a neighbor had taken on the 4th of July. I was standing out in my front yard waving at the passing golf cart parade. And the really sad part about this picture to me is that I remember that day. It was a Sunday, and I remember I had gotten ready for church. I put on this cute dress that I thought was really cute. Yes, it was a size extra large, but I still felt like I looked really cute. I remember putting on that white dress and thinking, yeah, I look pretty good. Like, yeah, I've gained a little bit of weight, but it's fine. I look fine. I'm sure nobody can notice. I look great, right? It's amazing the tricks that our brain will play on us. And I was at that point definitely the heaviest I've ever been. I wasn't really feeling it on that day. I was actually feeling really good. But then I saw the picture. I actually saw the picture, and it was the first time I had seen like a full length picture of myself from somebody else's perspective. And it was like seeing myself from somebody else's eyes. And oh my goodness, I think I actually gasped out loud when I saw it. And of course they shared it on Facebook. It was just like looking at that picture, I was mortified. The truth of what I really looked like was so embarrassing. How had I let myself get to this point where I was the heaviest I'd ever been. I weighed more than I did at 9 months pregnant, right? And I that's crazy to weigh more than I did when I had a literal human inside of me. And this one is probably just like a real ego thing that killed me, but I weighed more than my husband. Guys, more than my husband. Like, no, he's supposed to weigh more than me. And so that was the moment for me seeing that picture. I don't know if you've ever had a moment like that, but seeing that picture, that was the moment for me where I was like, oh no, okay, it's something has to give. I cannot do this anymore. But I also knew after having tried and failed so many different times that I was going to have to figure out something, some kind of solution that would actually work for my life, for my busy life. I needed to be able to eat out multiple times a week because the reality is that my family is busy. We do eat out quite a bit. We socialize a lot. We go out with friends a lot. And we eat at restaurants probably at least 2 to 3 times a week, if not more. And I knew that wasn't going to change. That's not going to change just because I decided to start getting healthy. So I needed to be able to eat out. I needed to be able to socialize and still drink alcohol and have fun with my friends on the weekends, especially because I didn't want to change that either. I loved that we have this amazing social life and that we've connected with such a great group of friends. And I don't want to have to give that up either. I needed something that was super flexible and super easy, something that wasn't going to take a lot of time because that's not something that I have time for, is to cook really complicated meals all the time. And not only that, I needed to be able to make food that my whole family would happily eat. And because for me, as the mom of teenage girls, I don't want them to see me dieting. I don't want them to see me eating something different than I'm telling them to eat. They need to see me eating, not starving myself. Like, that is really important. They need to see me be healthy. They need to see me model healthy behaviors with food. Those of you with teenage girls can probably relate to this, right? Like, they got enough stuff in their life, enough influences telling them that they're not good enough. And that was not something that I was interested in promoting. So I needed all those things, right? And then on top of all of that, I needed to never be hungry because if I'm hungry, I can't focus. Already talked about that. So I was like, I don't know what this is going to take, but there's got to be a better way. So I did what I do. I started researching and I read everything I could get my hands on. I read so many different books and started researching on the internet and started just taking a deep dive into all the research that's out there and all the science of sustainable weight loss. And I took all this stuff because there are let's not beat around the bush. There's a lot of conflicting viewpoints about different stuff, but there are also legitimate studies that seem to be pretty consistent, actually. And I took what was in those studies and a lot of the data that's out there and also compared it to what has actually worked for me in the past in my own experience. And I started to learn a lot more about how our metabolism actually works and why some people seem to burn fat really easily and some people don't. And what I really found out and started to uncover is that so much of what we've been told about weight loss over the past 50 years is wrong, like flat out wrong. We have been lied to, y'all, like really lied to. And it's not actually backed up by research, but it's backed up by biases and all these long-held beliefs that say people who are overweight are just that way because they're lazy or because they eat too much and they exercise too little, that it's calories in and calories out. But that's not true. That's not true. It's a lie. All calories are not created equal. And so I learned that most of the time, what actually is making us fat is elevated insulin levels. And those elevated insulin levels are caused by spikes in our blood sugar, right? We eat something that causes our blood sugar to spike, like carbohydrates or sugar, especially refined carbohydrates, right? There's all different things, and some things make your blood sugar spike a lot. Some make it spike just a little bit. But typically, our diets these days are packed full of things that spike our blood sugar. And so when our insulin is raised, our body can't burn fat, right? As soon as we spike our blood sugar, that raises your insulin, and then your insulin is what causes your body to cling to fat. Your body can't burn the fat. And so I also started to learn that some of the things that actually spike our blood sugar are things that we don't know are spiking our blood sugar, things that we thought were okay, right? Things like fruit, for instance. A lot of fruit has been genetically bred to be super, super sweet. And you know, like Honeycrisp apples and all these things have been made to be extra, extra sweet, and that will raise your blood sugar. Oats, and then even diet soda, which, you know, we think if we're drinking a Diet Coke or whatever, that's okay. But nope, anything that causes artificial sweeteners like sucralose or aspartame or saccharin is actually spiking your blood sugar and also just wreaking havoc on your gut biomes and all these things, right? Like, I could go into the science of it, you guys. I'm super nerdy, but I'll spare you the details. So anyways, all that to say, armed with all of this new knowledge, right, all of the science that I was just absorbing, I was also applying it to my own life and my own diet and my own eating. And really with this kind of, I started to develop some simple rules. So the most important rule for this new way of eating for me was you should never feel deprived, right? Zero deprivation. That is rule number one. And so I eat when I'm hungry. I eat to satiety. I eat plenty of protein and healthy fats and delicious food, so good. Food that is not just delicious to me, but delicious to my whole family. And I eat tons of it. And because that was important to me, right? I can never be hungry. So I developed this new way of eating that was based on the science. And within 6 months, I lost 40 pounds. Not even kidding you, 40 pounds completely transformed my body. Not only that, I was never hungry. I ate out at restaurants all the time. I continued to socialize every weekend with my friends. I got to eat delicious food. My kids never saw me dieting, and I never, ever felt deprived. In fact, I still don't feel deprived, even though I continue to eat this way every single day, because I don't look at it as a diet. This is just the way I eat. I have finally discovered a way of eating that I know that I can stick with forever because it is everything I need. Super easy, super flexible, completely satiating, and absolutely delicious. And it's a way of eating and living that has truly changed my life. So much so that I felt like I had to share it because, guys, I know I am not alone in this. I talk to women every single day who are just like me and probably a lot like you too, right? Whether it's my friends or readers or students, I talk to busy moms and high achievers who feel like this is the one piece of your life you just can't seem to get a handle on. And yet, just like me, your life is too busy for complicated diet plans. You're living a life on the go. That means you're eating out and being hungry isn't an option. Who needs to lose all that focus, right? Who needs to be thinking about food all the time? And so what I think we all crave, what we need is this new way of eating that actually works, not a diet, but a lifestyle, a way of eating that's so simple and delicious, you feel like you can just eat that way forever. It's just how you eat. Going off on a tangent. So what does that all have to do with you and me and coming back to this podcast? Well, let me get to the point here. So it's only taken me 25 minutes. So here's the deal. As much as I needed that space these past few years, as much as I know that long retreat that I took was super necessary to get recentered and to make sure that my priorities are in the right place and that my family is in the right place and to get my life to a point where I am truly happier and healthier than I have ever been, I also know, like deep down to my soul, that it is time for the next chapter. Both my business and my personal journey over the past few years have really inspired me to think bigger than I've ever dared to think before. And so now I feel like I'm sort of on the cusp of venturing into completely uncharted territory. On June 1st, I am launching a whole new brand called Thinlicious. And it's based on the idea that getting healthy should taste and feel good. And my goal is to help women over 40, women who are a lot like me, finally be able to take control of their health with a simple, flexible system for losing weight that actually works. And while there will definitely be an education component to this new brand, because I feel like education is just my wheelhouse. It's what I do. I love to teach. I'm a teacher at heart. And our first sort of program that we're going to roll out is called the 28-Day Metabolism Reset. So there will be this education component, but the thing that's totally new to me and definitely my do it scared moment is that we are actually launching a whole line of food products with this brand. So it's not just education. It's actually going to be a whole line of food products that will for sure be available online, but then hopefully also eventually be available in grocery stores and all over the place, right? Like, this is crazy. It's so big. It's so much bigger than anything I've ever done. So these food products are going to be the products that make it easy to eat healthy even when you're on the go, to eat food that doesn't spike your blood sugar even when you're on the go, and food that's delicious that you can just grab and go. It feels so big. It feels so big and so crazy because up to this point in my business, everything that I have done has pretty much been bootstrapped. I mean, like, let's be real about it. I started a blog as a stay-at-home mom, and that led to writing books and teaching other people how to blog and creating products and courses, sort of that just sort of rolled out organically, right? As my audience was asking for. There wasn't always this big plan in place. It was, let's do this, and then let's do this, and let's do this. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's how a lot of businesses are built. And there's truly nothing wrong with that. I am super proud of the business that I've built to this point. But this is the first time for me building something completely brand new, totally from scratch, that is starting with a huge vision and a huge business plan already in place. And Okay, guys, this is where I'm going to get like spiritual woo-woo, whatever you want to call it. But it's also a plan that I feel in my heart of hearts has been divinely inspired. Like truly, I'm not kidding about this. The whole idea literally just came to me while I was out on a walk with my dog on a Saturday morning, right? I'm just like going through my life and thinking on things. And it was like, it just like the whole thing came into my head. And I am not even joking about this. I came home and I grabbed a blank notebook. I keep blank notebooks on hand for just occasions such as these. And I just started writing. And I wrote out the entire business plan, the whole thing, the avatar, the marketing plan, how it's all going to work, the products that we were going to create, like everything. It literally felt like it was pouring out of me or pouring into me. I don't know, one or the other. And ever since that moment, I have just known like this deep feeling in my soul that this is the next step in my journey. Everything that I have done up to this point has led me here. The time off that I took or the step back that I took has led me here. That was a necessary part of my journey, but this is the next chapter, which I guess brings me back to this podcast and why after all this time, I have decided to start recording again. And it's honestly because this is such a do it scared moment for me. I thought it might actually be interesting to take you along for the ride, right? To make this journey public and to share more about what I'm working on and how I'm building this whole new brand from the ground up, and really just figuring things out as I go along. So my plan is to share the behind the scenes of what goes into building a new brand from scratch, as well as just answer any questions that you might have about the process. And I hope that you will reach out to me and send me emails or send me DMs on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram and just start asking those questions of everything that you want to know. And this will be my place where I'll just be really transparent about the behind the scenes as we build this new business. I think it's going to be an interesting ride. And I hope that you're just excited about it too. And if not, then I guess this might be the last episode that you're listening to. But I do hope that you will stay tuned for another episode coming soon. So in the next episode, I'll actually lay out more of the plan for this new business, like the actual business plan, and share the details of everything that we've been working on so far, of what's gone into that. So hopefully that will be interesting for you. I feel like I'm literally learning something new every single day. It is just, it feels so kind of crazy and invigorating and scary, but at the same time, I love it. I love this opportunity to just be learning and to be a student of business and life and all those things. Okay. So in the meantime, if you are interested in learning more about Thinlicious, if you're listening and what you've got out of this is, wait, I totally need that. Where do I sign up? Where do I sign up for the 28-day metabolism reset? Where do I get this part? If you're interested in that part, like the business that we're actually creating, be sure to join our waiting list at thinlicious.com. So that's Thinlicious. thinlicious.com, or you can find us on Instagram at Thinlicious Life. So it's Thinlicious Life on Instagram. So once again, that's thinlicious.com, thinlicious.com. You can sign up for our waiting list. And then on June 1st, we will actually be sort of revealing the website and launching our 28-day metabolism reset. Pretty exciting, guys. That is everything I have to share today. I know it was a lot. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. No, it's not actually my TED Talk, but thank you. And I will be back soon to share more of the details about the business plan. I will see you then.